Just trying to keep him in a pocket. Trying to get him on the ground and not leave our DBs out to dry. So just got to get him on the ground.
Well, very late in the game, there was a situation where you had a bead on Rodgers. He did get rid of the ball, and you put him down, but you did not draw a penalty. Does it take practice and technique to be able to do what I just described without drawing that penalty? Because, they throw that flag around quarterbacks so often.
No, that wasn't in my mind one bit, whether I get a penalty or not. I was playing football, and if I got a flag, I got a flag, but I don't think it was a dirty player thing, so.
No, it wasn't, but I mean, yeah. Sometimes it's a fine line.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't cross my mind when I'm playing. I just let the cards fall where they may.
Amir Abdullah had a pretty big week last week running the ball. They ran the ball more than they have, I would say, in the last year and a half or so.
Yeah.
You have to get ready for something there.
They got some pretty good backs, and they can run, and they can break tackles, and they can make you miss. So we just got to play team defense and try to stop them.
How good is the communication among you guys in the front seven now, say, compared to a year ago? Has it grown exponentially?
I mean, well, there's a couple of different guys in there, but I think it's good. I mean, not to look back at last year, but I think it's pretty good right now.
Okay. With Vic being out, I know that the attack as a rookie, some more responsibility is going to fall on him.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of conversations do you have as a veteran with him?
I mean, I've had zero, to be honest. I think he's ready. I think he's been through camp, he's been through some games, and he played a lot of snaps last week, so I think he's ready.